under the table.
And you know what was really funny was Lenny said, he said, I heard Danny doing the creepy guy at the bar. Like,
yeah, that was you.
No, that was me. and I listened to it. I was like, I see what he did. He changed up the voice a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a little bit sad when you were like, Cheddar, I sent you some voice lines I wanted you to record. And I looked and there was nothing. I was like, oh.
Where did they go then? I said something.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I wonder who I sent them to.
He must not like me.
I hate it here.
I love it here.
I guess I'll just go eat some birds.
I didn't send it to Sam.
It's like you send it to some unknown stranger, just somewhere on the internet.
I sent it to Johnny Sins.
Oh, the astronaut?
Yeah, he sent some back.
Oh, really?
That's next episode awesome. Featuring Johnny Sins. Crazy.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That guy has a resume.
He has real life experience, so I figured he'd be the best for the job. in anything, really. He's done all the jobs.
Yeah. Anywhere from a police officer to a delivery guy.
To an astronaut.
He also served in the army. He was a doctor.
An auto shop mechanic.
I just wonder how he got all these degrees, unless he got them all at once or something.
He has connections to a lot of different people, and he knows just the right tricks to work up the ladder, if you know what I mean.
Danny says we should probably level up our characters.
Oh, yeah.
How do we do that?
I can't remember. That's what I was just pulling up to look.
I need help.
I thought it was we roll a 1d6 to get a new thing. We roll a 1d6 for health. And then we roll a I don't remember if that was just for Mr. Master or whatever, but we roll a 1d6 for stats, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And then I think he said to pick wherever we want.
I also think it's funny that everyone has like all these like pluses and like all their stats, and I was in here like the most mediocre stats anyone could think of.
Yeah,
dang it. Don't you hate it?
Because
here?
my highest is 14. That's in my toughness.
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. That's
around.
And then before like the whole like were we supposed to upgrade our stats, or was that just land lovers
this whole time? Yeah. We've all gotten an opportunity. One die six, and you can plug it into whatever stat you want.
See, I haven't been doing that.
Oh yeah, you get some back pay there then. I think
let's go. I get taxes returned.
Pirate taxes. Yeah,
pirate taxes.
Arg,
I'm the only pirate that does my taxes.
Okay, so
it's very uncharacteristic of a pirate.
You're supposed to roll a die six against every ability.
Against every ability?
Yeah, so results equal to or greater than the ability increase.
Where do you see that?
One,
Mr. Master.
It's on page.
I thought it was just a roll 1d6 and you plug those anywhere.
So it says
on page
33. Yeah,
gaining experience. Roll a d6 against every ability. Results equal to or greater than the ability increase by one to a maximum of plus six. Huh?
Oh, wait. What?
Huh? Roll a d6 against every ability for ability changes.
Oh, astounding. So, by level two, we'll have 18 in every stat.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, either we're interpreting it wrong.
I'm good with a toughness plus six.
Yeah, to a maximum of plus six.
And there wouldn't be anybody tougher than me.
The entire world. Yeah.
It's all the whiskey I drink.
Because
they haven't discovered bourbon yet in a place called Kentucky.
Birds aren't real.
True.
They're not.
Them's is facts.
Yep.
Dan
Cheddar, that's the realest thing I ever heard you say.
so if your result is below the ability, then it decreases
That's messed up. Abilities from negative 3 to plus 1 are always increased by 1, unless the D6 result is 1. Interesting. That's just the modifier, though, right?
Oh, so we just increase our stat to make it the modifier plus another 1?
Yeah, what's the point of the values, then? All you need is the modifiers. What's the point of the values?
In the original, once it said when you originally create your character, right? It said when you originally created your character that this would be the only time you would ever need that number. After it's all about the modifier.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I'm just going to plug my modifier in.
Who dat?
It's the Undertaker.
Lenny, the chamber pot.
Yes.
I made it.
You made it.
You did make
Sam's
it.
Sam's here. Oh, hey, guys, Sam is here.
I forgot to mention I won't be able to make it tonight.
Oh, yeah. I have a tournament tonight, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I have to water my cat. Sorry.
See you. I gotta walk my fish.
I was dang it. I was just going to say I'm going to have to take my fish on a walk.
Classic. Ha, classic. All right, so we only need the mods then. I don't need to worry about these values anymore. Then what was ever the point?
We're the old good old. We're the old good old fashioned values, which we used to rely.
Lucky there's a Family Guy.
Nah. Right.
Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us laugh and cry.
Right. Or is it F and cry?
That's what I always heard.
Yeah, so one time on the closed captions, it said F and cry.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I saw it.
Hmm.
Source.
I made it that. Oh.
Dang it. Source.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's after that?
I'm a treasure hunter now.
I have great news.
That is
great value.
Okay. With my new graphics card, I can actually have my camera on without my computer crashing.
I didn't know that was an issue.
Yeah,
it was it was making my, like, having, like, OBS open for my camera, and, or even just having my camera on in Discord would, like, crash Discord, because Discord was dying.
I'm waiting.
I don't
see you.
I just had a thought, because I was rolling for Devil's Luck to increase it.
How we do?
So, I was listening to the episode, and Alex said that he had, like, towards the end, he said he had, like, 7 total that day.
Yes.
And he re-rolled Devil's Luck an actual 9 times. I actually counted it.
I knew it. I didn't take the time, but I knew it was more than 7.
And not only that, I listened back, and he said that he had, like, 4 the previous episode, and he rolled for Devil's Luck, like, 6 times.
What is it?
Pecan ice cream.
What kind?
Butter pecan.
Why didn't you bring some over?
Actually, it's caramel butter pecan with salt. I salted it. Yummy.
I want
pecan praline. That's caramel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You salted it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. All right, guys, I found my new favorite hard candy. Werther's.
Those are great.
Yes.
I am a prophet.
Those are life.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
You are officially boomer now.
Melt in your mouth. Remember when Cheddar said he didn't like stories and
you're getting Werther's? You start hearing about
why they call him Boomer? Boy.
Because they farts.
I just farted. I know.
Yo, my sister has more fart power than I do. It's actually
his sister has more fart power than he does, I guarantee you. Yeah. Abby would blow him out of a seat. Literally.
Nah, literally.
I think my sister has ripped a hole in our recliner with how many times she farted.
Yep. So she, from the time she was a baby, I'm sorry, Abby, if you listen to this. Abby does listen to the podcast sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She does. So she, from the moment she came out, she was farting like a man. Yeah. Yep. She was a baby. Look over at Angela. Did you fart? No, that was Abby. And that's what it was. Known. Oh, Craig, why can't you pick this up? Farting on a roommate's door is the funniest thing ever. I love it.
I just imagine that coming out of a toddler. That would be hilarious.
What's wrong with it? We don't even know the gender yet.
There's a roommate's door around, I guess.
I wish I could pass gas like that. Truly, yeah. Definitely.
I wish there was an Olympic sport that involved all that flatulence.
It should. There should be one. I'd watch because it. That never stops being funny. I will be 90 years old and I will still giggle at a party.
Maybe you could like train for like the Guinness World Record of longest fart or something like that. I bet that'd be a pretty funny
They're
one.
Funny, but they're not everything. I'm not even really sure what that would entail. Like, you eat a lot of beans?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But you never trust... Okay, so
I would say a lot of cheese to help you block it up, and then here's the topic. Laxatives. So
here's the topic. So yes. All right. So beans. You know, beans are the wonderful, the magical fruit. More you toot, right?
Yeah.
But then you have the flip side of that, which is never trust a fart.
Yeah. So unless you're an Olympic sport, then in which case everyone is wearing diapers and they have to be ready for it.
No, I would have to imagine
there'd be Olympic diapers that you wear that everyone wears.
That seems like cheating, because okay, so just like in a rib competition, right? When you're cooking ribs for competition, they have to be tender but not fall off the bone, right? So I think it should be the same for an Olympic competition of farting. You should fart but not poop your pants.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I think pooping would be considered a fault or something.
Yeah,
if you poop your pants, you're out. You're disqualified.
Okay. Here's what I agree with that. Here's what I think though. You have the Olympic grade depends that everyone wears, and like you get sponsorships on them and everything.
But you still.
Oh yeah, I would love to have a monster patch on my diaper.
Maybe said fart, there's a skid mark check.
maybe we could start small and work our way up. Like maybe we go like America's Got Talent and we like fart the Star Spangled Banner, kind of like how people like burp or whatever. then and maybe it moves on. Maybe they win.
Like that one.
Hear me out now, okay? Maybe they win and then they open up the World Series by farting the Star Spangled Banner.
I think it has to be okay. I have to put like a microphone that measures the decibels of how loud it is. Yeah. And then compare it to the streak in our pants.
Oh man, there's got to be a
perfect ratio. We'll have like a graph where it's like if it hits like 110 decibels, sorry, it's very loud.
We devolve so deeply.
If it hits 110 decibels, it cannot be longer than a quarter inch streak for you to get perfect read or something like that.
Well, you get loudness, okay. And then there's also length points though too, because the louder
you got, the longer
you can get it.
Yeah,
you want to go longer with it too.
I like that.
What about the density of that mark too?
Would it be racist to try and speculate as to which country would have like the best Olympic carter?
I don't think so.
I'd say France. Oh, I'd say France. They eat France over there.
Definitely France.
You know what? You're probably right because they do, as far as I understand, French cuisine. They eat a lot of fatty foods. Yeah.
I could see Australia pulling it out of nowhere. There's a reason why they call us the land down under.
What if Mexico entered out of nowhere and they like, you know, all they eat is like bean burritos.
That's true. It'd be a hot
jumping beans.
It'd be a
imagine
hot,
the farts jumping beans
competition,
create?
Man.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You say that. My best friend is Mexican and he does have some. He does have some power.
I'm basically the
imagine being the judge. Imagine being the judge and having to like train your nose.
I was just gonna say you get bonus you points for making like a judge or a ref throw up.
There's a length,
a
gas mask,
a loudness, and a stink
components
factors. Yes. Minus,
they have
minus
judges for each one.
Yes, and there's a skid mark. You really
would have to put stink in there. Yeah,
kind of like how
silent but deadly.
So kind of like how you'd have like a coach, right, for the other ones. Instead, for that competition, you have a chef who has to like craft the perfect food in here and right. give you like a perfect diet.
In that case, then the Japanese dead will win hands down.
Dead skunk beans.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know it would be a thing, you know, it's where like food. Oh. This combination make you a fat the raddest.
It's an ancient art.
The Chinese are over there trying to. The Chinese are over there trying to inflate air. Trying to cheat.
The Chinese would like have like some kind of like science contraption, like where they're trying to scientifically concoct this like perfect brew
synthetic
of like
fart.
Yeah.
They're having
the children in their sweatshops mass produce it.
The competitor must have a gluten intolerance.
I think the judges for it need to be Russian women because they have the most tenacity of any person I know.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Bunch of nerds.
The national fart-offs. I'd watch it.
I bet Lenny would probably
get a six-pack. Yes.
Would Lenny be able to...
Oh, I would
enter in that competition.
Yes. All right, Lenny, I'm going to tell on you. So Friday, as we're getting changed to leave, he often will let one out.
Yeah.
He'll let one out and then look up and he'll say, "Man, it must be those ducks flying overhead." You know. And he let one out again. It went. It was the worst.
Those are like, some demonic ducks.
He looked scared. Yeah. It like surprised him. That fart out of my soul.
Oh, the spiders are barking again.
It took several minutes to recover from laughing from that. Because they never stopped being funny.
It's true.
I also got to see, do I sound better with noise suppression off?
I don't know.
You were quiet again last week, by the way.
Was I?
Yeah, I had to boost you again the same way.
I don't understand. I have my mic all the way up.
I believe you. It's weird. Something's askew.
I'm turning my noise suppression off. Does that sound weird?
All right, so jeez. Leveling up stats now is completely different.
Darren, so now the game.
I'm losing. I'm losing my presence +3 because I rolled under it.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So, but I gain like a bunch of other stuff.
So I'm trying to
wild
find,
man.
I cannot find for the life of me where there. Oh. So the landlubber, there was just a mention of the landlubber. There wasn't actually like a
good old landlubber. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll ask Danny about the way we're rolling for stats when he gets here so he can retcon it or not. Because, I'll decrease a lot of my stats with this roll that I just got.
I had crazy good rolls. Ah, there's Alex.
Hey, Alex, what do you think about the Fart Olympics?
Alec.
Never heard of it.
No, the idea of it.
It's
should
real.
We do it?
Oh, we should do it.
No, I pass.
Let's what? Do it.
You're no fun.
I just stick in the mud. I thought I liked you.
I can't fart. No. Hold it. I'm not. I cannot loud fart. I do nothing but silent but deadly.
All right.
Now,
so
if you want obnoxious gas, then I cannot fart loudly. It does not happen.
There's three categories.
Smell, guys, length, guys, and loudness.
Guys, he's not a virgin.
What?
No, I'm not. Old news.
I don't think any of
them.
Oh, I get it.
He's got a penis up there.
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing up those painful childhood memories.
You weren't that young.
I really hope that's
you.
Not true.
You were of age when I met you.
You thought you were my first? Joke's on you.
And there he is, folks. The one and only Smooth Dan.
So we figured out how to roll for upgrades, Danny. I don't know if you want to retcon it. So apparently in the rulebook, There's no reason to have the values anymore. That's only for creation, and now it's all about the mods. So when you upgrade, you're supposed to roll a d6 against your mod. If you roll over it, then you get +1. If you roll under it, you get -1. So there'd be a lot of decreases depending on the roll. So in my roll right now, I lose my presence +3 modifier.
To a +6.
I don't know
how
you want to do it. I gain a lot of other things, but I lose my presence.
My toughness is +4.
You know,
nobody's tough.
I've got probably like two, maybe three episodes left, so I'm okay with keeping it the way it was, and then we can just change it for the next season.
Da dang it!
That is really
da dang it.
Rolled I want up. More. I want more than just these two or three.
Yeah, well, it's too short.
What do you mean? It'd be like seven
keep
episodes.
It going. Keep
I,
it
I also
going.
Had okay, an idea. We need a mega season. To the
we do need a mega season. Agreed.
Oh, we'll have a mega season.
We haven't had one since season 2.
Baldur's Gate. Well,
you're a mega season. Mega.
Baldur's Gate's gonna be so long.
Really?
Is that what's next? Is Baldur's Gate?
I thought yours was next, Dad.
Mine?
I thought mine was next. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really care.
I don't care.
But whatever.
I've got one episode.
I hate it
done.
Here.
I just know it's not mine.
We're doing Alex's.
Yeah, we're doing Alex's.
So Danny, fart Olympics. He's gonna make.
Yeah.
That was not a dig. That was I have nothing. Don't make me do this right now.
So, what's Danny, up? What's your take on the fart Olympics?
The fart Olympics. So, yes. I think Korea came out really strong in the fart Olympics.
North Korea.
It's not a thing yet. We're trying to create it.
But ultimately, I think that Venezuela, the silent but deadly ones, really just came out on top.
Ooh, yeah, they really maxed out that third category of the scent.
I don't know. I think noise would just count for so much more.
Well, does count for a lot, but if it's all noise and no smell, then what's the point of a fart?
I feel like at-home viewers can't smell it.
I honestly thought Italy was going to take it because all they eat is carbs.
That's true.
True.
Well, England eats a lot of weird foods. So they had really loud, powerful pops, but they weren't that long.
You know, I was really counting on.
It's like popping a cork.
Pakistan was what I was really counting on.
Pakistan.
Yeah, but really long ones.
That curry.
Yeah.
Oh man.
They were too much like India. India didn't like that. So
I don't know what America was thinking trying to fart their national anthem, but you know.
Yeah.
That's just over
a mess. All of their athletes crapped their pants before they even started.
Yeah.
Too much fast food, all that Mackers, am I right?
Right? I have McDonald's for 2 years. Now I'm gonna eat a bunch. Yep.
Wendy's chili.
Taco Tico.
They're gonna make chili.
That's the key to victory.
And that's the thing. They might have taken
Wendy's in chili, out chili.
They lost. They lost too many points on the skid mark portion.
Yeah, yep. For real.
It was too much.
On the skid mark check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, like you said, Cheddar, you've got to eat a bunch of cheese with it. I think that's the key.
Chili in, chili out.
They're
an entire cheese pizza.
They're like Tico Tots with like a whole bunch of cheese sauce on it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'd eat that.
With boatloads of like Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew or something.
Yeah, some carbonated so that something actually like bubbles inside.
Yeah, that might do it.
That pop rock soda.
I mean, Grandma always said she had a combination of whiskey and beans and several other things. She had found the recipe for
throw some alcohol on it.
Man, our under the tables will never become stale.
Nope.
Stinky. Nope. Always
Lenny's
stinky.
Lenny's going to love this one.
Always stinky.
I outed Lenny on his fart on Friday.
Gosh, I wish I was the back of his pants.
I wish I was his forklift.
You guys are weird.
If I could die and be reborn as the back of his jeans.
I thought you were just going to stop at diarrhea.
If I could just diarrhea. It wouldn't smell anything.
Too many fault points in the Olympics.
Oh my soul.
I lost all my
good
points.
Night, that hurt my stomach.
No one expected that.
No.
Live grenade on you guys. Sorry.
I think that was the most down bad thing I heard Riley say.
Down bad.
And I've seen Joey at some pretty down bad points.
That's true. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've only ever seen people say that about like OnlyFans models. Like,
what's the difference? Open up an OnlyFans.
So weird.
No, it would be called Only Man's.
Only Man's.
His account would have to be called that. That's too good.
Oh my goodness.
Only Man's.
Or Only
the main menu podcast. Only Fans account.
What are we doing?
You know, honestly, that might work for us, seeing as how our listenership is normally mostly women for some weird reason.
It was 1 month.
We could start off and, you know, test the waters. We could have a Patreon and one of the rewards be like our nude calendar or something like that.
Yes.
I'm only showing my feet. Maybe my chest.
Oh, I think we all get thongs.
I would take a tasteful nude.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Why can I picture that with you?
I would just be sitting totally on my bed. That. I would have no clothes on and I'll have my leg up.
That's exactly what I pictured.
with a red rose in his mouth.
Yes.
I have like a ribbon above me.
You're covering your nip.
Oh my goodness.
I'm in like one of those beds that have like that. It's like a completely white bed and it has like that little veil.
Something wrong with you.
Oh man.
All of us. Keep it tasteful.
Yeah, keep it tasteful.
I mean, you know, it makes sense.
They wouldn't see any of the goods.
It's just going to be really close up.
The camera wouldn't have enough lens.
Mine's just going to be really close up pictures. It's going to be 12 pixels. And once you pull it all together,
it's going to be a funnel.
It's going to be Danny, but every picture it keeps getting lower and lower.
Oh my goodness.
I'm at September. I'm right at the happy trail now. God, I can't wait till December.
Wait, why is November just his knees?
His months are flying by, but until now, they're just dragging.
Hey, Joey, it's March. Why is your calendar on December?
I like December, okay?
I really like the picture.
It's my dong. Just my pure, unadulterated dong. There's no posing or anything.
Just not trying to hide
straight
it.
Straight on.
Oh, man.
I could see that.
Oh man!
I'm showing everything but that.
I'm back.
I'm gonna show my big fat belly. A close up of my triple chin.
We're all keeping it tasteful. Just right there.
I'm crying.
What a half solid dog.
We have descended.
Oh,
one of my pictures is just gonna be taken. It's just gonna be taking a picture of a selfie behind me, and all you see is my butt cheek
with a rose in the podcast.
Where Lenny falls out of his fork truck.
Right? I think he's going to die on this one. I'm probably going to get some looks.
Oh, man.
I'm probably going to get some looks.
That's the best part, though. That's how you know they're listening.
How you know they're listening?
He's on the ground next to his forklift.
The forklift just keeps going forward, though.
Yep.
That's how we lost him.
It's starting to hurt.
Ran over his foot.
Jeez. Too much.
I think Lenny would actually buy our whole stock of Tasteful Nudes calendar.
I think he might. And right about now, he's going to stop me.
Man.
And he's going to look at me. And he's going to say, yep. And that's all I'll get. And I'll drive away.
You'll know what he's talking about.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
He's gonna make like a collage on like one of his walls that like he just tears off the pictures off the top, and it's just a wall just full of us.
The ones of Danny, you just tear off, and it's like it makes like a centerfold thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's like a life size cutout of him on the wall. No pose or anything.
It's just months of dawn. It's just a poster board of like Danny's different parts, just all pinned together. None of them match or anything. It's just
I'm trying to collect them all. no pose it's or anything. Danny Mon. Just standing there.
Danny Mon.
Yeah,
Danny Mon.
Gotta collect them all.
Yeah.
Oh, my last part is supposed to be here next Saturday.
Oh, nice. PC. Nice. Yo, I can come over to your place and build it.
Next Saturday can be a little crazy with.
I can come over to your place.
No, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
Nobody comes over to my place and builds anything.
Well, I'll build Sunday. It for you.
I hate it here.
I'll go over there and build a bond.
Wait a second.
A bond? All right, bet.
What's enticing about you coming over to my house and ruining my computer? I'll do it centrally. That's what.
That's right.
I think Alex would be our top seller.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Yep.
I mean, he has the most abs out of any of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, too.
There's an 8-pack underneath all this flab.
Yeah.
I promise.
We just got to get to it.
Yep.
Yeah, just got to dig for it.
Just got to have 8-inch machete to get it.
All right. Well, I'm ready whenever you go. Whenever you boys are.
So yeah, ready.
Can we roll a 1d6 to upgrade our characters or whatever?
I heard.
Dollar.
Dollar.
Paw. Dollar.
Paw.
That is who they are, yeah.
Yeah. Toby in front of you. Oh,
he's not wrong.
I got to that part at work and I actually fell to the floor.
No way. And you see Paw and Dollar. Paw. Dollar.
Paw.
me spitting facts.
Oh, man.
All right,
now we're serious.
It switched back to my old token.
Well, that's yeah, that old map because I felt lazy, so I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
It's okay. My beard grew back in the dream. It's fine.
A lot of things happened. We must have been out for a while.
Is that you over there? Why do I feel so old?
Remember when I almost killed you?
Yeah, because he thought that you looked like them.
Yeah. The funny thing is he did that to my character, too, in the last episode.
Yeah.
One previous. I'm going to attack this guy. That's Kian.
I'm going to attack the one that's below Cheddar.
Don't kill me. That's me.